Okay, we are starting Hilchos Nachlos, which is the last section of Sefer Mishpatim. And it's pretty self-explanatory. It deals with all the halachos that have to do with inheritance. So Rambam starts off by saying, "Mitzvah se'achas v'hi din sir nachlos," is one mitzvah, and that is the order of inheritance. So, Perek Aleph, Aleph, General Hilchos Kafi. So this is the general order of inheritance, Mishmeis. So if someone dies, Yirshuhu banav, his sons inherit, behin kol v'nekol. They come first, v'azacharam kol v'kevos, and then within the children, males come before females. And every place, a female does not inherit together with a male. Now, if he has no children, the father inherits. The mother does not inherit her son's estate. And that is something we learn from Torah Shabbat. Okay. The Nisalach Leram now goes through a lot of the different procedures. So, when it comes to who comes first in inheritance, a person's, so to speak, blood descendants are the ones who always get precedence. So therefore, Spanish ben isha. So therefore, when a person dies, if it's a man or woman, they have a son, he inherits everything. If there is no son, we still what do you call it, to see if there's any descendants for the son. As long as there's one descendant from the son, whether it's a male or a female, even if it's the daughter, the daughter, the daughter of the son, until the end of until all population, he t-rushes a call, she inherits everything. Lonim ben. Now, if there is no progeny from the son's side, chosron eitz al-bas, we go to the daughter's side. Haiz al-bas, t-rushes a call. If she had a daughter, she inherits everything. Lonim zol bas, ba'olam, ayin al-zera bas. We keep investigating the lineage, the descendants of the daughter. Enim zol al-zera, ben zol gave us, we find some child from her line, whether it's male or female, atzof olam, hu yorush a call, he inherits everything. Lonim zol al-zera bas, if there is no lineage from a daughter, chos yorush al-other, it goes back up. Now to the father. Lo yav kayam, if the father's not alive, ma'ainin al, meaning the person who died, if his father's not alive, ma'ainin al zera'av, shein achemes. Then we go into the relatives of the father, the blood descent, the blood relatives, which would be the brother of the deceased, which would be his, what do you call it, again, one of the father's sons. Nimsal ach zera'ach. So if he has a brother or lineage from a brother, yorush is a kol, he inherits everything, then love, if not, chozim eitz achlas, and go to the daughters, the sisters, excuse me. Nimsal achlas, if you find a sister, or zera, or someone from her line, they inherit everything. Let's say there are no brothers or sisters. Since the father has no close relatives, then we go back up to the deceased grandfather. If the deceased grandfather is no line, so then we start investigating the grandfather's line. So this would be the deceased uncles. Again, uncles coming for aunts. And their progeny of males coming from females, just like it would apply to the progeny of the descendants of the person who died himself. If the father has no brothers, not them or their relatives, then it goes back to the paternal grandfather. And it keeps going up until we get to Reuven. What do we see? Right, so the son comes before the daughter, and any of the descendants of the son come before the daughter. Daughter comes before what do you call it, the grandfather. And all, what do you call it, his descendants come before him. The father of the deceased comes before the brother of the dead, because they're direct descendants, and the brother comes before the sister. All of the descendants from the brother come before the sisters. Sisters come before grandfathers. So to any children she has come before grandfather. So the Acheav Shomes, the grandfather comes before the brother of the father of the mace. And the brother of the father come before the sisters of the father. And all the descendants of the brothers of the father come before the sisters of the father. And of course, the sisters of the father come before the grandfather, the great grandfather of the mace. And so to all the descendants from the achos aviv. There is a whole left all rosh hadoros. You keep going back until you get to the initial shratim, basically. What comes out from all this? That it's impossible for a member of the Jewish population to not have inheritors. Let's say someone died. Leaves a daughter, what do you call it? Leaves a daughter, ubasa ben, ubasa ben, and even if it's the daughter of the son or the daughter of the son, atzav komadoros, He kodemes with her. She comes first. Hakol ve'in lebas klum. And the daughter doesn't get anything. Well, then lebas ach im achos. Lebas ben achi avim im achos avim. This applies also to the daughter of the brother of the sisters and the daughter of the what do you call it? Lebas ben achi avim. So to the daughter coming from the grandfather's line with the sisters of the father. Halachay mishayulo shnei banim. Let's say someone has two sons. Umeso shnei banim b'chayav, and both of them die when he's the father's still alive. V'niyach ben, when the person's alive. V'niyach ben ha'echad shloshah banim. One son had three sons of his own sons. V'niyach ben hasheni bas achas, and the other son, the second one, left one daughter. V'achrach meisa zaken, and then only afterwards the older person passes away. The father nimsu shloshah b'nei banim yorshin chatzin achla. So the three sons would inherit half the estate. Ubas b'no yorashis chatzin, and then the daughter of the son. The other second son would inherit the other half. Each one inherits a portion of their father's stuff. And this would keep splitting up the sons of the brothers and the sons of the grandfathers, et cetera, until you go all the way up in line. So the family of the mother is not considered family, not considered related, so to speak, with Yerusha. Inheritance only goes to the family of the father. Therefore, the brothers from the mother don't inherit from each other. But the brothers from the father do. And it doesn't matter whether it's a brother from the father alone or a brother from the father and the mother. Okay, so any relatives who were conceived through a forbidden relationship, they still get to inherit like anyone's kashrus. Okay, so Konshaylo ben Mamzer. Let's say a person has a son who's a mamzer or ach mamzer or brother's a mamzer. Even though they're excluded from many, basically from Klal Yisrael, they're still included when it comes to Yerusha, Rudavar min Dvarim. Excuse me, aval beno min hashifcha min hanachris. However, what do you call it? A person's son is born through a non-Jewish maidservant or through a non-Jew. Ain a ben adavar min advarim, ben yorish kal. They're not considered a son at all, and therefore they have no rights to inheritance. A wife does not inherit her husband's estate. But the husband inherits his wife's estate, midir banan. And he takes precedence to all others when it comes to her estate. Even in this case where she's asertan, going on manal kohen gadol, like for instance, a woman widow is married to the kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hejad, or divorcee, or someone who had a chalitza done to a regular kohen. Even if she's a minor, and even if the husband is a deaf mute, yoris is yisho, nonetheless. He's always the one who inherits his wife's estate. Lachates. Kvar miyana v'hilchos ishos. We already explained hilchos ishos. She'ena bal yorsh es ishto achi kanesh b'shusa. So inheritance, a husband does not inherit, what do you call it, inherits his wife's estate until she enters into her, what do you call it, into his b'shus. Hu she'ena pikeach yorsh es choreshes. And then a man who is mentally aware does not inherit the estate of a woman. She'nasas k'shi choreshes, a yorsh es choreshes to a woman who is, what do you call it, deaf mute. Right? This applies even if she later became mentally competent. The Sham Yarna, we explained there, Yorish is Nixta Ishto, Shabali Rushasa. We explained that the husband inherits a property and enters his wife's area, the domain, the Huxaku, Bain Chasim Shinikliso Lo, Bain Dunyasa, whether it's the things that she brought in with the dowry, Bain Chasim Shinikliso Lo, or whether the one she didn't bring in. Omishan is Gashra, anyone who's got divorced, Suffolk Irishan, right? Let's say it was a question about the validity of the divorce, Umesa. And she dies, Enabal Yorsha, so then the husband does not inherit her estate after her death. So when a man marries a young woman who does not need a mian, which is a way to refuse marriage, Ena Yorsha, so he does not inherit her estate, because there's no real marriage there. So too, a mentally incompetent person who married a woman who is mentally competent, or vice versa, and the Yerusha, there's no Yerusha there. Shall we go take the Chacham and Nisuin? Because the Chacham said this isn't considered a valid marriage. Let's say a man's wife dies, and let's say afterwards her father or her brother, or anyone of the other individuals who she whose estate she might inherit dies. So the husband does not inherit their estate. Eli Yerush Osam Zar. Rather, the descendants inherit the state. She has Zara. Or the estate goes back to the family of the father. Because the husband is not unable to inherit property that's fit to become hers afterwards. only for property that she inherited before she died. Similarly, her husband does not inherit his wife's estate, who bekever, if he's already in the grave, kishar yoshin shem mishpachas aiv, like other situations of the father's family. Ketzav, what does this mean? Baal shemes, let's say man dies, v'akach meis ishtam, only afterwards his wife dies. Einarim, we don't say, hol v'baal ha'yakodam v'chol adam yushasa, since the husband receives precedence among before others, kach yoshin baal, v'kam l'shar yoshin isha, so to the inheritors of the heirs of the husband should also come for the heirs of the wife. Eli yoshin isha mishpachas beis avia, him yoshin mishpachas, rather, the woman's heirs from her father's family inherit the estate, if she dies after the husband dies. So too, a son does not inherit his mother's estate while he is dead. So that the estate will be inherited by his paternal brothers. So, Ketzav, what's an example? Let's say a person dies, only afterwards, his mother died. We don't say that if the son were still alive, he would come first. Rather, what we say, the heirs of the son take precedence of the heirs of the woman. Therefore, we find that the son's paternal brothers would inherit the estate of his mother after her death. This is not the right way to learn. Rather, what we say is the son, if the son has kids, they're the ones who inherit. If he doesn't, it kicks back to her father's family. But let's say the mother died first, only afterwards the son died, even if it's a newborn baby that's 1 day old, since he survived the mother, since he lived 1 hour even after his mother's death, and then died, he would inherit his mother's estate, and therefore we kick it to the family of the father. That is Perek Aleph, and we will continue with Perek Beis next time.